Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening live, it is about 11 a.m. Pacific time on the 17th of September. If you are listening to an archive or a replay, I also want to welcome you to the show. I want to let you know you can find me by heading over to the chat room over at 12radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. Or if you'd rather watch this event rather than listen, you can do that by heading over to YouTube or Facebook. Just look for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic and you'll find me. So, simple enough, I think. because again, I am live streaming as well. So, that's the way to do it. Thanks for being here, guys. I apologize for not being here last week. That was an unscheduled an unscheduled absence, and I don't like it either, but here we are. I was sick, so life goes on, and I'm glad I'm back. I have missed more radio this year than I think I've missed in like the last 13 years that I've been here. And also, it is time to celebrate my 13th year here. I started here at the end of September 13 years ago. So amazing. So thank you as always to Mark for the opportunity to be a part of the 12 family and here at 12 Radio. I have had the time of my life. I am still having the time of my life. So it's why I'm still here. I'm glad to be here. So we are in a full moon eclipse today. And it's an interesting one, isn't it? It is kind of intense. I've got some great information about this full moon. We're going to talk about it because it is the last full moon before the equinox. We are really close to the autumnal equinox. I think, what, we're only about 4 days, 5 days away. So super, super exciting. Yeah. How did I hear about 12 Radio, JR said. So the year that I came to the 12 family was also the year that my mom died. And we had been on a different radio network as the Psychic Sisters, my sisters and I. We'd been with CBS Radio for about a year. It was exorbitantly expensive to be a part of their network, and the rules surrounding it were very uncomfy. They did not want you to be friends with the other hosts. They did not want you to have conversations with the other hosts. They didn't want you to know how much they were paying versus how much you were paying. It was really weird, really uncomfortable, and there was no family feel. Now, we hadn't had a family feel in the radio world because we had been on, it doesn't even exist anymore, I don't think, a different radio network that you just, like a podcasting network, the early ones where you just set up your own show. So anyway, we went to CBS. We did CBS for a time. Honestly, it just didn't, the goal was for it to bring us a lot of new clients, and it would have been worth it financially had it done that. It didn't. And the listenership that they promised really wasn't real. They were very dishonest. And so we quit them when we were looking for a new network. So we basically had just done some searches online for psychic radio networks, and we came across 12 Radio. And we listened, and we loved it, and we thought it was awesome. And we liked the hosts, and we liked the general vibe. And so we sent an email, and within a day, we were on the phone with Mark Husson and C.A. Brooks and a couple other people who don't work here anymore, from so many, Laura Lozano from so many years ago, and they invited us to become a part of 12 Radio. At the time, I didn't even know 12 Listen existed. My whole focus was on 12 Radio, on radio, because I was trying to move my show. So that's what we did. And, you know, the Psychic Sisters started here, and we had a blast and loved it. And it was only a couple of weeks later that you know, after being a part of the network for a minute and listening to other shows, we realized there's so much more here than just 1-2 Radio. There's 1-2 Listen. There's 1-2 Academy. And so Christy and I both decided that we wanted to be advisors. Well, we wanted to test to be advisors. And so we applied and we were both accepted to be advisors at 1-2 Listen, which was awesome. And so from that, it wasn't very long, and Christy and I both decided that we wanted to have our own shows besides the Psychic Sisters. So for a long time, we both had our own shows and the Psychic Sisters as well. For a long time. I know, some of you guys are saying you still miss the Psychic Sisters, right? I mean, we're still there. I don't know if I told you guys, but Christy and I just started a new podcast, a political podcast. Some of you will resonate with that, some of you won't. But I'll tell you that you can find it over on Spotify, and it's called it's called Tater Talk. Tater Talk. Yeah. So if you want to hear our, you know, political pontifications, you can find that over on Spotify. We just released our very first episode yesterday. But at any rate, you know, years went by and things changed and people changed, and I'm the last Psychic Sister still here, but I still love it. And I want to be here. So that's how. Does that answer your question, JR? That was a damn long story. Lillian, yes, Tater Talk. So that podcast is, I'll show you the postcard for it. That podcast is based on the fact that we live in a sea of red potatoes. Here you go. So it's Tater Talk. Two blue spuds in a field of red potatoes. So you can find it on Spotify. It is not on YouTube, just on Spotify. And any other podcast carrier that you listen to. But, yep. And if you don't resonate with, you know, with us politically, that's totally cool. You don't have to. This is something totally aside from everything else we do. So that, you know, we can keep it clean. We don't all have to agree on everything all the time. But if you're interested, that's where to find it. Yeah, or if you can't find it, let me know after the show and I'll send you a link. But that's what we're doing. Yeah, Jane said she started listening to the Psychic Sisters when Mark moved over from Hay House Radio. Yeah, yeah, way back in the day, right? Yeah, I know. It still kind of blows my mind how long I've been here. It's cool. I love it. Here's to 13 more, right? Yeah. Very true, Sheila. Yes. Okay. I had a little bit of show and tell. Oh, thank you, Sid. We have a really fun song for it, too. If you go over to Spotify, you'll find it. We produced a song for Tater Talk that was pretty fun. Well, I produced two songs for Tater Talk. So there was an incident in Idaho years ago. In yet another battle about abortion that's happened a lot in Idaho, where a rep named Vito Barbieri got confused about female anatomy. You guys have probably seen this clip. You just maybe not didn't know it was from Idaho. Or maybe you did. Dumb as hell. But he was questioning a gynecologist, a doctor, about women's health, you know, as men do in Congress, apparently. And he wanted to know if a woman, if people can swallow cameras to travel through their system so their doctors can take a look at what's going on inside, why women can't just swallow a camera for a gynecological exam. And as you can imagine, he was met with a lot of ridicule for asking such a stupid fucking question. And being somebody who wanted to legislate on women's bodies who doesn't understand women's anatomy. Anyway, I wrote a song about it. It's really funny. You can find it over there too. But, well, I wrote and AI wrote, because obviously the songs that we've been writing are all in with lots of help from AI. I'm not going to take the credit for them. I shouldn't. But anyway, that's all. So now you know. Okay. I do want to share. a little bit of show and tell, though, so I need to get it. I just realized I didn't share it in the chat room, and I hate to do that to you, so let me do that quickly. I've been in the classroom. You know, this summer, I just haven't felt very good. I know you guys know that. And it's been because of a new treatment that I'm doing for RA, that it's an infusion. I have to go to the hospital to receive every so often, and it has made me really sick. And that's, unfortunately, with this med, you get sicker before you get better. In some ways, I'm already actually so much better, like walking a lot better than I was. So it is helping me, but it's also knocking me down in other ways, because that's what it does. It attacks your immune system and shuts down the parts that have been attacking you. But in the meantime, it has come with a few complications, and I haven't felt great. So because of that, I haven't been as creative in the art room in my studio as I typically am. This summer, I've just been I just haven't quite had it. And I hate that. I hate it a lot. And I am happy to say that I've finally been back in the classroom getting a few things done and getting excited. Also, oh, you guys, I'm making this dragon skull. So Scott 3D printed it for me. And it's big. It's like it's as big as my head or bigger. And so he printed it in white PLA, white 3D print material. And now I am covering it in clay and doing a bunch of clay work on it. And I'm designing some glass pieces to go along its like snout and forehead. And oh, it's going to be so damn cool. And then we'll have to airbrush it and, you know, paint it and have it ready to go. But I'm super excited. I cannot wait to see it done. I'm going to take it to a couple of fairs this fall. I'll probably also put it on Etsy, but it's really turning out cool and I'm super excited. So that's what I am working on right now, is the glass pieces for that, and also some other glass that I'm going to show you. This is always a miracle to me. So this is what goes into the kiln, their leaves. So this is compressed glass powder. It's a technique for doing glass, obviously. So that's what it looks like going into the kiln. And then 1400 degrees later, this is what it looks like when the glass has been melted. And I just think it's cool as hell. I always think it's amazing to look at a full kiln like that before and after. But here's a few of the pieces on their own. I wanted to get some fall leaves going so that I could create some things. And actually, I like this one that I'm showing you so much that I think I'm actually going to turn it into a pendant and earrings. So I have more of them ready to go in the kiln right now to run this afternoon for that purpose. But that was from a different batch, a little different colors and a little bit more. Aren't they pretty? They're so pretty. Anyway, I'm really excited to do some fun stuff with them. That one kind of looks like a pot leaf. It actually isn't, but it sort of looks like it could be. Anyway, I just had to share. That's exciting. That's fun. It is really exciting to run things through the kiln and then pop them open to see like what you made and how they turned out, and it's always very exciting. So so there you go. Because, and sometimes it's actually disappointing, I should say, because sometimes, you know, something blew up in there and ruined everything else, or you don't know. Some of those, I'm going to make jewelry out of some of those, and some of them I'm going to put on, I'm going to fuse them to larger sheets of glass to turn into some platters and bowls for fall. So, yeah, I'm really excited to see how they turn out. I also, oh, you guys, every year I want elderberries. And you're supposed to be able to wild pick them around here, and you know I like to wildcraft, and I've never been able to find them. And there's some warnings about that, because some things that look like elderberries are actually poisonous as hell. So, you know, you don't want to muff yourself up, right? So it's been kind of a journey for me with elderberries, because I like to wildcraft as much as I can in the fall. And So last year, a dear friend of mine was like, hey, I have elderberries and we've used all we're going to use. So I don't have a ton left, but you're welcome to them. And we brought them home and dried them and used them in a couple of different things. So this year she reached out and said, hey, I've got piles. Oh, she also gave me a plant, by the way. So I have my own elderberry now that it did put a few berries on this year. Unfortunately, a lot of the berries it put on the grasshoppers got. So I'm going to have to net it better next year. But anyway, so she called me this year and said, I have a ton of elderberries we're not going to use. Come and get these. So we went to get them and it was like two trash bags full, like a ton. She's amazing. And elderberries are they're a pill to process because the stems contain some cyanide. Sorry. So you have to like get all the little tiny stems off and like they're a lot of work to process. So I was reading up on elderberries because I'm like, is there an easier way? Because this is bananas. Like it's impossible. What I learned is that really the very best way to process elderberries is by steam juicing them because those stems that contain the cyanide, they don't have much of a water content. So steaming them does not extract the cyanide, only the juice from the berries, because you also don't want the little seeds in them because those are also poisonous. So if you just steam the berries and get the juice out, you're in a lot better shape because you're not getting the toxins that can come with elderberries. And I just happen to have an old-fashioned juice steamer. So we went ahead and just juice steamed all of ours. It's 2 gallons of juice. This gorgeous, dark purple, amazing juice. So now I have all this gorgeous juice. And so today, after the show, I am going to get some of them on the stove and start turning them into elderberry syrup, which is what I've always wanted to do. So I'm so excited. So you add a couple of other anti-illness properties to them with some cinnamon and some clove and, you know, enough sugar to, preserve it. It's what it takes, but it takes a lot of sugar. So, but that's cool. It's fine. It's just, you can use honey too, but holy Lord, that would be expensive. But at any rate, I'm finally going to be able to make my elderberry syrup I've wanted to make forever and put it up, I think for gifts, maybe for Christmas, or maybe I'll just start handing it out. I don't know. I've got 2 gallons. So now I'm trying to decide what else to do with it. Like, I could probably take a gallon of it and, 1 gallon, 1 gallon of elderberry juice would make 5 gallons of elderberry wine. So that's a thought. Or, oh hell, I don't know. There's all kinds of things you could do. So my wheels are still turning, but I'm so excited to be able to make elderberry syrup. And just the beautiful color, holy hell, beautiful, beautiful. So I'm stoked. So just so you know. That's what my brain is on right now. Elderberry syrup. It's going to be cool. Lillian said, okay, I don't like you around elderberries. Yeah, I mean, you know, they're just one of those that have a lot of toxins in them that it's, yeah, you could use it as dye. Yeah, you can. It's just one of those things that you would have to probably eat a lot of those, you know, to actually be poisoned. But, you know, out of an abundance of caution, you just be super food safe and cautious. So, right? 5 gallons of elderberry wine sounds pretty great. I don't think I'd have to talk very hard to talk Scott into putting that up. So maybe I will. We'll see. I've not had elderberry wine, but you know what I've fallen in love with this year is elderflower liqueur. So I think next spring I might use some of my elderflowers for liqueur. I was just reading a couple days ago how to do that. And that would be pretty cool because holy cow, that is some delicious stuff. So anyway, I don't know why I'm on that. Why I went there, but that's where I went. I'm excited about it. It should be great. Because it is a full moon, I wanted to do a full moon meditation. We haven't done one in a while, and I thought today would be a good day for it. Occasionally when I have done meditations, you can hear them through the live stream, no problem, and you can't hear them through 1-2 Radio. So I changed my output, hoping that that would be different today. Full disclosure, I don't have any idea if it will be. So I don't know, but we're going to try. So if you're listening on 1-2 Radio and you can't hear the meditation, if you would kindly let me know so that I know if what I did helped or did not. It just has to be the output. So I guess I'm feeling my way down the dark hallway. You know, I'm trying, but at any rate, so I am going to just invite you guys to get comfy. Just get comfortable, get ready. And here in just a minute, we're going to go ahead and do a full moon meditation. And then we'll move on into Luminous, where there's some things that I also wanted to share and discuss about this full moon. So let's go ahead and go there.
Welcome to this guided meditation for releasing with the full moon. Find a comfortable and quiet space where you can relax without any disturbances. Sit or lie down in a comfortable position. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in, exhaling slowly. Let's begin. Begin by taking a few deep breaths, inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. With each breath, allow yourself to become present in this moment. Visualize the full moon in the night sky, radiating its gentle, soothing light. Imagine its energy flowing down, surrounding you with a calming glow. Feel the moonlight embracing you, creating a sense of serenity. As you bask in the moon's energy, set an intention for this meditation. What do you want to release or let go of during this full moon? Hold that intention in your mind, acknowledging its presence. Now, bring your awareness to your body. Starting from your toes, imagine a warm, relaxing light moving up from your feet, ankles, and legs. Allow this light to release any tension or stress. Continue moving up through your body, releasing and letting go. As you continue to breathe deeply, imagine inhaling positive energy and exhaling any negativity or tension. With each breath, feel yourself letting go of what no longer serves you, releasing it into the moonlit night. Visualize your intentions transforming into a physical form. Imagine holding this form in your hands, then releasing it into the moonlight. Watch as the moon absorbs and transmutes these energies, freeing you from their hold. Repeat positive affirmations to reinforce your release. Affirmations like, "I release what doesn't serve me," or "I am free from what holds me back." Let these affirmations resonate within you. Express gratitude for the moon's guidance and the opportunity to release. Feel a sense of lightness and liberation as you continue to breathe deeply, embracing the transformative energy of the full moon. As we conclude this full moon release meditation, take a moment to appreciate the stillness and peace within. Carry this sense of release with you as you go about your day or evening. When you're ready, gently open your eyes, bringing the positive energy of the full moon with you.
Okay, so breathe and stretch. Oh, that feels amazing. I'm with you, Laurie. She said this full moon. She doesn't know if it's the full moon or the eclipse or all of it, but something just really makes her want to sleep. I'm with you. I have been on the same trajectory lately, which is wild. So that did not air on 1-2 Radio. I have no idea why. That is so wild. Okay, well, okay. And actually, Denise, I just realized, love, you are in the wrong chat room. You're in last week's. I saw the notification, so I went and looked. That's crazy. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, you guys. That was super good. Something we all needed. All right. I am going to paste a couple of links here in the chat rooms, and we'll hop into Luminous. Because this is a special moon just due to the fact that it's the one right before the equinox. So I want to do a few things with that. Okay. I mean, obviously, we had to go with a folly cover. Yeah, it's something with the input, Jane. I don't know. I'm going to have to ask somebody for help. I thought I had it figured out, but clearly not. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you were here on YouTube. Okay. All right. So when I got up this morning, I could hear magpies and crows outside yelling at me. My crows have been gone. The crows do this every year. They show up in the early spring, they hang out until about the end of July, and then I don't see them for about 6 weeks. I do. Once in a rare while, they'll come around, but mostly they're off hunting. Food is plentiful. They don't really need to be here, I guess. And then they'll come back about now and hang out for another few weeks, and then they'll be gone until spring. The magpies, however, most of them don't leave. So I'm still feeding them, and I'll feed them all winter long. Though I think I'm going to move the feeder closer to the house for the winter, just because it's a fairly long walk in the snowbanks. So I don't really want to, you know, crash and burn in the snow. But at any rate, I went out to feed them this morning, and it was raining. And honestly, usually in the summer, as long as it's nice, I never wear shoes out there, because it's one of the rare opportunities that I go outside, you know, in bare feet. And you need to put your feet on the earth. But this morning it was raining. Normally I'd put my shoes on, but I was like, no, go put your feet in the rain, you know? So I walked out there in the yard. My God, it was just gorgeous out there. Misty and rainy, and the cold rain on my feet. It just felt amazing. I stayed out there quite a while. I'm sure the birds had had enough, because they don't usually start eating until I go back in the house, or at least get to the front porch. But, it just felt good. It felt like what I'm looking for. So, of course, I called this episode, or the edition this week, the Under the Full Moon edition, you know, because we're basking in the last full moon before the autumnal equinox. Be sure that you get thyself outside tonight and soak it up a little bit. Jackie said in the moonlight last night she saw a dragon, though she was at Lowe's. Are their dragons cool? I haven't been over to see theirs. Home Depot had a cool one. Okay, so let's get into it. So, talking about the last full moon before the autumnal equinox. So the days are getting shorter, and boy, we're seeing it here, getting dark a lot earlier. I mean, it started in June, so it should be, but it still always takes me a little by surprise in September when I go, oh, like it's dark already. Anyway, it's still dark today because it's never been light because it's overcast and raining, but we need the rain, though. We've had some pretty good fires this year, so I'm glad we're getting some good rain without a thunderstorm. We've had a lot of those too, and I don't mind a good thunderstorm, but we don't need the lightning setting shit on fire. All right, so a full moon that's right before the equinox, there is some spiritual significance to it. So in a lot of spiritual traditions, this marks a time of reflection and transition. Note that we did do the meditation today for releasing with the full moon, and this is why. We're saying goodbye to summer's fiery energy. We're welcoming the more mellow vibe of fall. And it's a good time to pause and think about what you've harvested this year. This is a great time for gratitude. It's a great time for reflection. It's kind of a good time to look in, like, what were my goals this year? What have I wanted to work on? What have I worked on? Not a place to beat yourself up at all, because, you know, life happens and you might have accomplished what you wanted to. Maybe you didn't. Maybe, you know, you zigged and instead of zagged and did something different. And that's okay, too. This is just about reflection, not, you know, kicking your own ass at all. But it is a spiritual stock taking moment. It's also a really good time to tie up loose ends, finish things up, anything that you haven't that you've got hanging over your head, this is a good time to take care of it before we get deeper into the fall, and maybe riding with this full moon energy to do some of that. So we're going to talk about procrastination in a minute. We'll get to it sometime. Oh, I know. I'm a first-class procrastinator. I know a lot of you guys are too, so we're going to work on it. As far as this moon, think of it as a full moon detox, a time to wash your hands, reset your mind, and let go of anything that feels heavy. This is a good one. I love to imagine all of the stresses draining away under the moonlight, leaving me open and ready for whatever autumn has in store. So get out under that moon tonight. All right, so let's work on procrastination, because again, this is a really good time to do the things that will be good for you to finish up, whatever it is. Sometimes it's just a phone call. Sometimes it's a project you started and never finished. Sometimes it's, you know, a bigger issue. It's an appointment that needs to be made. It's a bill that needs to be paid, whatever. But this is a good time to get on top of it. So, here are some ways to work on procrastination. Break it down. Big tasks feel overwhelming, but if you break them into smaller bite-sized pieces, they suddenly feel way more doable. This is, I think, one of the biggest problem-solving skills that we don't learn. I think that problem-solving skills need to be taught more effectively in schools, maybe. I know, what subject, at what time, which teacher has to do that. I know, we're already asking a lot of our educational system. But I'm amazed at how many adults make it into adulthood without understanding how to problem solve. And this is a piece of that. So learning how to break things down, prioritize, take smaller parts of a bigger task is really, really important. Set a timer. We've talked about this lots of times. This is really effective. Set a timer for 10 to 15 minutes, 10 to 20 minutes. I like 15 is my magic number. Commit to working during that time on whatever this is. Once the timer goes off, you'll usually find you want to keep going. Yeah, or you don't. And if you don't, that's cool. You've at least put something into it. Create a reward system. Dude, I can be bought. By myself. Yes, I can. Who doesn't love a little treat? Promise yourself when something small and fun when you finish a task, whether it's a snack, a quick walk, or even just some guilt-free TV time. Yes, I can be bought, and frequently am. Tidy your space. A cluttered workspace equals a cluttered mind. Taking 5 minutes to tidy up can make a huge difference in how focused and productive you feel. Plus, cleaning can sometimes trick your brain into action mode. Indeed. Focus on the why. Sometimes procrastination creeps in when we lose sight of why we're doing something. Remind yourself why this task matters in the big picture. Whether it's a step towards a personal goal or something that will make your future self proud, reconnect with your motivation. That's a big one. Is sometimes you get so overwhelmed by something or you put it off for so long that you completely lost sight of why you're doing it and you're less likely to do it. Hold yourself accountable. This can be helpful or not. Depends on who you are. Tell a friend or family member what you're working on and when you plan to finish it. Accountability can work wonders. So no one wants to explain why they didn't get it done. Mm-hmm. It's good for me, but it can't be Scott. For his own safety. Because if he's the one that's like, I thought you were supposed to be working on blah, blah, blah. That's a quick way to piss me off. That, you know, when you work from home together, there are certain boundaries, certain spoken or unspoken agreements that must exist. And one of them has to be that you are not the boss of me and I am not the boss of you. Now, occasionally I will say, will you please make sure that I do blah, blah, blah. Or he might say to me, if you see me doing anything but work on that car, throw me into the garage, you know. We do this for each other sometimes, but for the most part, we're not the best accountability buddies because we live together. That's a problem. But still, though, some accountability can sometimes be helpful. It depends. Forgive yourself for procrastinating. It might sound counterintuitive, but this is really important because if you keep beating yourself up over procrastinating, you keep yourself stuck because you will avoid the thing that is causing the emotional distress rather than just knock it out and do it. So it's important to forgive yourself for being stuck and just reset and get going. Uh-oh, These dogs said that they promised they would be very quiet if I let them stay in here. And now they're thinking about not being quiet. So, all right, moving on to Kelly's ReFeminist history. This week is about Frida Kahlo. A really famous Frida quote. I tried to drown my sorrows, but the bastards learned how to swim. Such a good article. I loved it. Thank you, Kelly. Read it. And then if you go to the bottom of this article, there is a link at the bottom that you can click on that will take you straight to the Frida episode. Be sure and listen to it. It's awesome. All right. My tip this week, and yes, this is recycled content. I do this every year, but it's because it's that good. The magical properties of pumpkin spice. I know we've always got a few pumpkin spice haters in the room, and it's cool. I love you anyway. But I just want you to know that pumpkin spice does have a lot of magical properties, she says as she sips upon her pumpkin spice latte. Have you guys tried the Chobani pumpkin spice creamer? Or the Chobani creamer in general? My God. Don't buy anything else ever again. It's not sugar-free, but oh, is it delish. Mmm. Buy it. Okay. Magical properties of pumpkin spice. Cinnamon helps bring forth clairvoyance, consecration, divination, energy, good luck, love, money, passion, peace, prosperity, protection, psychic development, and success. Nutmeg helps bring forward prosperity, good luck, psychic awareness, fortune, clairvoyance, divination, justice, and meditation. Allspice helps bring money, luck, healing, compassion, determination, energy, fertility, gain, love, renewal, and as an aphrodisiac. Cloves bring protection, banishing hostile and negative forces, and gaining what is sought. And ginger enhances magical work and for protection from negative influences. So can you see now why pumpkin spice is so magical? It's because it does it all, man. Okay. Christy's energy exercise this week is her Calm Mind Meditation. A little bit longer than a lot of her others. It's about 6 minutes long, and it's so good. If you're feeling like you can't focus, if you cannot slow your thoughts down, go do this one. It is worth it. Okay, over at True Crime Squad, of course, we have lots of crime going on. If you don't ever listen to my crime shows because they're all crimey, I get that. But go watch this one, the Thursday live from last week. It's the crazy crime roundup. We wanted to just do a whole day of funny crime because, you know, we too get tired of all the murdery business. And this one was just particularly hilarious. I wrote two different songs for this and produced them with AI for this episode. And one of them is called The Farting Felon. You'll have to find out why. And Turtle Surprise. It's worth it. I promise. Okay. And then Celestial Wisdom with Jamie Dawn. Jamie, she put this out a couple of days ago. It's awesome. Letting the Unknown Revealed Friday the 13th. Watch it. So, so good. Course, lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation. I included the one that we did today, the Release and Reflect with the Full Moon Guided Meditation, so that you can do that again if you'd like to, and then some other meditations here as well. And that is it. That is Luminous for the week. So I hope that you found some gems in there that you could run with. Yeah. Oh, Lillian got pumpkin spice English muffins. Oh, yum. Mmm. There's a donut company around here that, I can't remember what company they're called. That sucks. But they do a pumpkin spice donut that will knock your socks off. Yeah. Yeah, they're my favorite spices, too. It's definitely part of why I love the fall. I haven't had anything in my diffuser in months, and I was thinking today I need to get a pumpkin spice blend put together and get it in the diffuser. That makes me happy. Pamela said, if you're taking requests, I think I have a critter in the house again. Can you vamoose it, please? I would be happy to. And JR said, I have not, but I wish I did. Next grocery list, Chobani Pumpkin Spice Creamer, right? Chobani, by the way, is such a cool company. There's a Chobani factory, a yogurt factory in Twin Falls, which is about 100 miles from me. That might be wrong. Maybe 200, 150-ish miles from me. But anyway, it's in Twin Falls, Idaho. And it is it's a factory, obviously. They put a real focus on employing immigrants, particularly in Twin Falls, Somali immigrants. They're an amazing company. They do a ton of good in the community. They are huge philanthropists. They have donated all over the state in various ways. And every food bank around here is loaded with Chobani products because they take care of their communities. And so if you're ever wondering, I know we're always kind of wondering, like, what companies really, like, deserve our business. Chobani is amazing. And so if you're looking for a company to give business to, you know, that you feel like is deserving of your bucks, buy Chobani. Their products are fantastic too, but what I've seen them do in Idaho, I think, and especially in Idaho, is very impressive to me. Sid said, it's interesting to think about the days when those spices were rare and precious, when you couldn't just run down to the store and just buy them whenever, right? Really interesting. Really interesting. Yeah, Chobani like yogurt. The reason they opened in Idaho is because we have huge dairies in that area of the state. And so a lot of times, you know, you'll see dairy factories of various times, you know, various types. They open in communities where there are already existing large dairies so that they can, you know, easily access the milk that they need. And so Chobani opened in Twin Falls because they have huge feedlots and huge dairies there. And so they've partnered with some of them. And yeah, they've brought a lot to Idaho in inclusion and diversity and philanthropy and great products. Yeah. Any company that's feeding the hungry and the homeless is going to have a big thumbs up from me. Lillian got pumpkin chai candles at Joanne's this weekend. Oh, nice. Love it. Yeah, their yogurt's awesome. Mm-hmm. I've been eating the flips, the Chobani flips. They have a, like, one side is like peach cobbler stuff or like almonds and chocolate and stuff or whatever. But, you know, like they have all these different kinds that you flip one side open, you know, flip them together. Delish. Really, really good. Okay, let's, Jackie, yes, I'd love to take a look at that. Let's take a look first at Pamela. All right, so she's got another critter, I think, in the past. I can't remember, Pamela. I think these were possums, weren't they? All right, let's take a look. This has kind of been an ongoing thing. Yeah, it's a possum. I'm just asking her to leave when it's dark. And just set up shop elsewhere, that this is not a place where she's going to be allowed to stay. All right. I'm just showing her to leave when it's dark outside. Okay. I'm not sure if it's a possum. I'm pretty sure it is. That's what she looks like to me. But anyway, I did ask her to get out of there and get moving. All right. Let's see what she does. If not, we'll try again. But I think I don't know that I feel like she's planning on staying. She just is there and scared. So. Okay. Oh, Pamela said, yeah, she thinks it's a possum. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. All right, Jackie said, if you can, please let me know where the water dripping through my kitchen ceiling is coming from. I've had a roofer, a plumber. We've replaced the drain in the shower above, and it's still dripping. What in the world? But it is coming from that shower, Jackie. I'm quite sure it's coming from the faucet. They're just missing something right there. I wonder if, did your plumber send a camera up? If not, sometimes home inspectors have them. They'll have like the big cameras on the wire that they can send all the way up to inspect pipes. I still think this has to do with that shower. I just think they haven't caught it. Dang. I'm sorry, ma'am. That is frustrating. What happened with the critters I had? Are you talking about the weasel? I'll bet you're talking about the weasel. We had a weasel under one of our little barns this spring or this summer. He just left. He never came back. I have no idea what happened with him. I really wanted him to go in the trap so we could see him and so we could rehome him so I knew he wasn't in my yard scaring the crap out of my dogs or scaring the crap out of me so we could fight with my dogs. But no. Oh, Karen, that dragon is so cute. Yeah, but he didn't. He completely evaded our trap. And of course, we wouldn't have been mean to him. We would have just taken him out and rehomed him in the woods so that he wasn't so close to our yard because it's not safe here. I have four dogs and a basset hound, and basset hounds are hunters. They are relentless. And oh my goodness, they can hear everything and smell everything. So yeah, I didn't want to have a weasel fight in my yard or them drag a dead little weasel in the house or everyone get rabies or God, who knows? Or really hurt my little tiny dogs, because my little boys, that mean little shit, he could have done damage on my little kids. Yeah. My little chihuahuas. But anyway, yeah, no, we never saw him again. We never heard anything out of the dogs, that indicated that they thought he was still there. He was just gone. So wherever he went, I hope he is safe. God, he was cute. I might still have a picture of him in my notes here. Nope, I do not. Okay, well, at any rate, yeah. I am hoping that he's gone for good. Okay. Jackie, you are so welcome. That's what I would do is see if you can get somebody out there with a camera to do a really good inspection and figure it out. Oh no. She says she's created a good of hungry toads. I've been dealing with slugs and not anymore. Oh, interesting. Okay. A brood of hungry toads. Interesting. So you have slugs like around your property? Interesting. See, we don't have slugs here. Not really. I mean, maybe occasionally, but not. We're very dry. Interesting. Lillian said, I can't understand why people eat escargot slugs. Ooh, me neither. But I am real dicey on seafood, as it is. Jackie, it makes her feel witchy. It should. It should. That's awesome. I love it. You are witchy. You are managing a brood of toads. That is the problem with critters. See, and you guys that have possums, we don't have possums. I wish we did. When I see these pictures of these possums, you know, marching down the path with all their babies clinging on their backs and stuff, I absolutely die of cuteness overload. And I know that they can be naughty too. But, it makes me sad that we don't have possums. You know I'd be a possum mama, you know? Okay, Jane, I'm checking it out. Jane said, if time permits, do you see me walking away from my mom's estate / furniture? A lady who claimed to be an antiques dealer has turned out to be a con. I remember. Oh, Jane. What an evil bitch to do that to you. Is it worth fighting for a few pieces? What if I said both? It is worth fighting for a few pieces, but at the same time, I suspect that you're not going to get anything. And at some point in your frustration and need to just protect your peace, you will walk away from it. You know, but there's a larger part of justice in me, and I know in you, that want to fight for it. And I don't blame you. I would too. But I suspect that's the outcome. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Gosh dang it. What a jerk. Oh, Laurie does like good escargot. She said, baked with garlic and butter, they're so delicious. I'll be honest, I've never actually tried them. So I'm only just, you know, talking shit with no experience because I don't know. Because the thought of them gets to me. Seafood? I can't do shrimp either. I can do crab. I'm not a big fan of lobster. Mostly just crab. But I can do clams, like clam chowder or like, I make a killer clam dip, to be honest. But yeah, seafood kind of gets, that's about it from the seafood world. I can eat fish, usually, but. Uh-oh. Well, they gave me 57 good minutes. Boys. Oh, good. I left the door cracked so they could leave if they wanted to, so they figured it out. Okay. Sid said we have possums and armadillos. I've never heard of a naughty possum. However, in the house, non-releasables require possum proofing. They like to climb bookcases. Oh, I'll bet. Oh, I can only imagine. Yeah. Laurie said, when I eat escargot, I try not to think about what they actually are. That might ruin it. Sherry said, I felt stuck after eating crab, ended up allergic. Oh, yikes. Ooh, that's scary. Yeah, you heard the pup stars. All the little guys ended up in here with me, but Nellie did not. And they heard her out in the hallway bumping around, and they needed to give her a word. I just had one last thing I wanted to share. I took the cutest picture of Fiona last night. She has, earlier this spring, she blew her coat and her skin just looked awful. And it's very hard to put lotion on pigs. They hate it. Really hate it. But, so I decided to just work on her skin and coat health just from a nutritional basis. So we put her on a really good supplement and Zig too. But look how pretty her coat has come in. She is so shiny and she's got that awesome mohawk coming in good. I'm really hoping she does not blow her coat this fall. Sometimes she does, which makes no sense at all, but sometimes she does, and I'm really hoping she'll not blow her coat this fall. Maybe the added nutritional help. That's my hope. If she would keep letting that hair grow and let that mohawk get longer, you guys will die at how cute she is with that. So I'm hoping. But look how pretty she looks. She's just in really good shape. We had pizza for dinner, and this pig will do literally anything for pizza. So she was begging off of Scott. Well, that is it. She would be cute in a Halloween costume if you had the brass enough balls to put one on her. She does look good, doesn't she? She looks really good. All righty, guys. Well, I am going to, I'm going to go. So I'll be back same place, same time next week. I want to remind you that I am a professional psychic advisor here in the 1-2 world at 1-2listen.com. That's number one, number2listen.com. So if there's anything I can help you out with, give me a call or a chat. I do a ton of chats over there too. If you don't want to call, you just want to, you know, do an online chat, we do a ton of it. So come see me. Thanks for being here. This has been yet another production of The Katie Weaver Show here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way we listen to the world.